Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
The Holy Prophet and Ali are of the same light. Salman has quoted the Holy Prophet as having said, I and Ali were light in the presence of God, casting light on the world of creation. The light glorified God 14,000 years before the creation of Adam, and when God Almighty created Adam, this light was transferred to his loin, and in the long period between us and Adam, we were in the pure loins, till we were separated in the loin of Abdul Muttalib into two parts. One part was me, and the other was Ali. Salman has also reported the Holy Prophet as having said, I and Ali were a single light before God. 14,000 years before the creation of Adam, when God created Adam, he placed this light in his loin. Then this light was divided in two. Part of this light was placed in Abdullah's loin, and the other part was placed in Abu Talib's loin. Therefore, Ali is from me, and I am from Ali. His flesh is my flesh, and his blood is my blood. Hence, whoever loves Ali is because he loves me, and whoever is hostile to him is my enemy.
Thank you.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Dear brothers and sisters, we find in the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, the divinely appointed Imams, and the Holy Prophet, and the messengers of Allah in general, including the Holy Quran, we find that they speak about the heart. Of course, there is the very famous tradition from the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, where His Eminence talks about the heart and how it is the home and the abode of Allah. And when it comes to the spiritual wayfarers, we find that these great spiritual masters, such as Imam Khomeini, they spoke about how the heart is the place where the love for Allah exists. And so along these lines, of course, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali, the divinely appointed Imam and an individual who had a perfect heart, who had a complete heart, he said that if the heart is self-satisfied, satisfied with its own self, it will forget its own preservation. And if the heart is overtaken by fear, it will become preoccupied with the avoidance of that which causes the fear. Here, the universal persona again of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that, for example, in the battlefield, there was no fear found in Imam Ali. And therefore, while he was in the battlefield, he was not preoccupied with the fear or that which caused fear. Rather, he was preoccupied with Allah. And on the other hand, we see also the very famous tradition or story, if you will, where Imam Ali alayhi salam had an arrow that had pierced his calf or his leg, and the Muslims wanted to take that arrow out, and they said the best time to take this arrow out is when Imam Ali alayhi salam is in his prayers, his salah. And so why? Because he is preoccupied and engrossed and totally focused upon Allah. Here Imam Ali explains this idea or this concept to us, that we should not let any kind of fear overtake our heart. Yes, the fear of the disobedience of Allah, the fear of not living up to the expectations of Allah, the fear of not being able to satisfy and have Allah be content with us. This kind of fear is good to be preoccupied in. Of course, keeping in mind that fear and hope are the two wings towards prosperity and salvation. And even though we have the fear of disobeying Allah, if we have disobeyed Allah, then we have hope in His forgiveness. With this discussion aside, though, we should remember to not let any kind of physical, materialistic, or the enemies of Allah put fear into our hearts for them. And of course, if the heart is self-satisfied, if it doesn't see any problems with itself, you know, for example, we don't find any fault with us, then we will forget to preserve ourselves, to protect ourselves, to help ourselves grow. So we must always push forward the limits of the obedience to Allah and push forward the love for Allah, and of course, never fear anything or anyone except the Almighty Allah. Beautiful, profound lessons brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits his supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at His disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from Thee like a rainfall, and in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The ones and needs of all that which has been created by Thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajabali.
You find that they knew every messenger that left this world with As-Salah, As-Salah, Allahu Akbar. Salah, it's a pillar, very important. Tell me, where in the Quran does Allah mention that Fajr is 2, Dhuhr is 4, Asr is 4, Maghrib is 3, and Isha is 4? Where does it mention? Isn't Hajj another pillar? Huh? Where does Allah mention how many times to go around the Kaaba? There is no ayah in the Quran that tells us how many times to go around the Kaaba. There is no ayah. There is no ayah in the Quran that tells us how many cycles in each prayer. Yet it is the pillar of Islam. Why? Because Allah in the Quran is saying these things, you will get it from Rasulullah. Your messenger is the one who's going to show you which one it is, what it is. Therefore, the wali, the khalifa, the successor, it can be told by nobody but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.